We're starting Shir number 20, Shir number Chaf. And Bez Hashem, brand new sugya. Obviously, the day after Shavuos, the day after Matan Torah, is, you know, the day which is the starkest day of them all, obviously. And it's a chash of a thing, you know. We're going through all of the emotions, Kabbalah, Satira, it's beautiful and everything. But then, you know, to actually put all of that into practice and actually, you know, show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're serious. So that's really, you know, as they say, in a sense, actions speak louder than words. That's really what it comes down to. So it's a very chashiv thing. A person, Kabbalah, the Torah, beautiful, but Bez Hashem, we have the schus to actually go ahead and do lamaisa, actually learn it. So we're beginning a brand new sugya, a fresh sugya. It's a very gishmak sugya. And this new fresh sugya, it's going to bring in a lot of inyanim of what we've discussed in the past, and also some new inyanim in Bedikas Chametz. Let's begin. Bo mine mirav Nachman bar Yitzchak. There's a question from Rav Nachman Yitzchak. I'm asking here by his lachav Eroi bar Bazar. Somebody who rents a house to his friend the 14th of Nisan, Almi Livdok, who is obligated to do the Bedika. Alamaskir Livdok? Do we say that the landlord is going to be obligated to do Bedika? The Chamir Didehu? Because it's his Chametz? Odilma? Or maybe Yala Socher Livdok? Maybe it's an obligation of the tenant to do the Bedika. Why would it be his obligation? It's not his Chametz. The Isura Birshu Seikai. Because the Isra is in his Rishus. This is the Gemara's question. We'll read it till the end, Bez Hashem, and then we'll go back and explain a little further. So, somebody who rents a house, the Gemara brings a riot to the question from a din in mezuzah. Somebody who rents a house to his friend, so the tenant is the one that has to put up a mezuzah. So, Mimela will say, who had din, the same thing should be true in din of Bedikas Chametz. The tenant is the one that has to do Bedikas Chametz. Zagdi Gemara. No, we're going to disprove this. Why? Hasam over there by mezuzah, Amar Ramashashia, mezuzah chovas adarhi. Mezuzah is obligation of the person who is living there. Hagamai, but over here by Bedikas Chametz, what's the halacha? Amaluhu, Reb Nachman Yitzchak told them, Tanina, we learned in a brisa this question. Hamaski by Islachavero that says in the brisa, somebody rents out his house to his friend. If the 14th begins before he gave over the keys, Alamaskir Livdok, it's the landlord's obligation to do the Bedika. But if he gave the keys and then came the 14th, meaning he gave the keys before the 14th, Al Hasaycher Livdok, it is the obligation of the tenant to check. So this is a brief, going through the Gemara very quickly. Now let's go back and try to explain a little bit deeper, a little bit better. The Gemara begins with a question to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. We've been learning the din of Bedikas Chametz for some time now, a number of different details in Bedikas Chametz. Now we have a question about Bedikas Chametz that was asked to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. You recall, by the way, that Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak was the last Gemara, the previous Gemara was Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, who came and was Mechadish, the din of Pshat in our Mishnah. Why does our Mishnah say, or Larbas, or the Bedika is done Davka, the night of the 14th? Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak was the one that said the answer. So the Gemara follows up with to this Memra of Rav Nachman Yitzchak, bringing another discussion about Bedikas Chametz that was discussed by Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Our question, Bominei, you have Chametz. Maskir, somebody is a landlord, he has a house, he's renting it out to somebody else. Who needs to do the Bedika? This is the Gemara's question. Who needs to do the Bedika? Do we say that the landlord needs to do the Bedika because it's his Chametz? Do we say that the tenant needs to do the Bedika because this is in his Rishus? This is the Gemara's question. Okay? Now, let's speak it out for a second. A person can say very simply, what's the Gemara's question? Does the Maskir have to check? Does the Seicher have to check? That's very superficial. That's not explaining any logic of why I would say this way or why I would say that way. When somebody asks you, what's the shaila of the Gemara? To give that answer, it's a very superficial answer. You want to be able to give the depth, the logical argument of why you should say one way or why you should say the other way. So somebody says to you, what's the suffix of the Gemara? What's the tzdadim of the Gemara shaila? What do you say? Speak it out.
Well, it overrided Yisir Rishusay, Bay, or Lechmed Bay.
What's the determining factor of the Bedikas Chametz? What is the Mechayiv, what's obligating a person to check for Chametz? Is it, like Avi says, the fact that I own the Chametz? Or is it the fact that what? That the Isir is in my Rishus, right? That's the Tutz Dadim of the Shaila. In other words, normally a guy has chametz in his possession. Every one of us, we have our own home. There's a shame you guys in the right time, right? Then you have your chametz. It's your chametz and it's in your rishus. So it's very clear. You're going to be the one who's doing the bedika. But here where we have a split between your chametz and your rishus, right? It's my chametz, but it's not in my rishus. Or it's in my rishus, but it's not my chametz. It's a split. So which if the two is the determining factor which obligates me to do bedikas chametz? Right? That's the logical discussion over here. That's the tzdadim of the shaila. Right? Is that how you guys learned it up? Yeah? Amazing. Okay? Great. So now let's appreciate that this question has a lot of ha'aris that we can share, right? You went through this Gemara. I'm sure that everybody has at least three ha'aris on this Gemara. At least three, minimum. Yeah, anybody want to share some ha'aris on this Gemara? Let's hear.
Why were we able to make a sous-shell?
Yeah.
This is a Bedika.
Okay.
Why are we able to say that since a person has to put up a mezuzah, he also has to do bedika? Who's to say that we're able to make that?
That tzushta. Oh, in other words, you know, Zak Shai is moving over already into the next step of the Gemara. The raya from mezuzah. The Gemara wants to answer the question based on the halacha in mezuzah. In mezuzah, the halacha is that the tenant is the one that has to put up the mezuzah. So the Gemara says, just like the tenant has to put up the mezuzah, the tenant has to do bedikas chametz. Zak Shai, who is to say that we could compare the halachas of mezuzah to the halachas of bedikas chametz? Mechitesi, that they have the same halachas.
No,
they have no shaykhs. What?
The two factors that we brought.
Oh, yeah, you can say it even stronger. No even shaykhs. Stronger. Let's hear, Avi. What are you saying? Speak it out.
The Sakhar and the Sakhar had...
The maskir and the tzacher, yeah.
Each had a factor of why you can argue for each one, but the mezuzah has no shaykh to that.
What do you mean mezuzah has no shaykh to that?
We brought in two factors for the, we brought a factor for the maser, why maybe the maser.
Right.
And brought a factor for the tzacher, why the shaykh is for the tzacher.
Okay.
But the mezuzah has no shaykh to those two factors.
What are what's the shaila by mezuzah?
Whether or not of who has the chiyuv to put mezuzah.
Okay.
But the teretz wasn't relating to the reason why the sefer should have to put it up by bedika, but why the sefer should have to do the bedika.
Right, because why? Because the halachas of mezuzah. What?
I was kind of just thinking.
Yeah, that's what he said. Because by bedikas chametz, it's what?
It was in his rishos.
It's totally in his rishos. Yeah. So by the sefer also of mezuzah, it's his rishos. So that's why he has to put it up. No. Maybe it is good.
So we're saying it is a raya.
It is a raya.
That's what it sounds like.
Zak Shai! Who says we could compare the two? Who says we could compare the two? Zak Dabi, I'll tell you why. Because in mezuzah, we have a question. In mezuzah, we have a question. Right? That we have a maskir and a seicher. And we don't know who is going to be the one that needs to put up the mezuzah. So the fact that the seicher needs to put up the mezuzah, what does that show me? That shows me that it's his rishos, so he has the mitzvah to do it. So too over here, bedikas chametz, it's his rishos, he has the mitzvah to do it. Right? That's the answer.
Yeah, but after the answer of the Gemara, what was the Havamina? Once we answer that proof and say that mezuzah has its exception, so then why do we think to do it in the first place? Exception, no, it's different. Whatever chuvas hadar means.
Yeah, chuvas hadar, right?
Whatever that means. I'm not sure what that means exactly.
Okay, we'll have to explain it.
Yeah.
So we'll, if you're not sure what it means exactly, so then we can't ask a question.
We could, really.
We could. Okay.
We could, because it throws out the answer.
Consider, every answer to every question always throws out
right.
the question.
We should always ask what's going on in the question. But, so I'm asking what's going on in the question.
Okay, but before we ask that, we also have to understand what's happening before we ask the question, okay?
Rashi explained what it says.
Rashi for sure explains. We love Rashi. Rashi explains it.
So based on that, why can we ask the question?
What, based on Rashi and Chovas Hadar?
Yeah.
Well, slow down. We didn't get there yet. Right? Right now, we have a question. Shai's question. It's a great question. Who says we could compare the halacha of mezuzah to the halacha of bedikas chametz? Comes Avi and says, right? I have an answer. Does everybody like Avi's answer?
It's not really my answer.
Oh, disclaimers over here.
No,
okay.
No, but I do like it.
You do like it. It's great. Okay, good.
That's what the Gemara bring it
up. 100%. Exactly. It's beautiful. It's geschmack. We love it. Let's slow down for a second and get back. Right? We have one beautiful aura from Shai. Does anybody else have any other auras on the Gemara? Let's hear some auras before we get into Pshat. All the Pshatim always begin with a question, right? It says there's a famous phrase. It says Sheilas Chacham Chatzi Tshuva. A smart person, a wise man, he asks a good question, and that already begins to be the answer to the question. That's already halfway to the answer once you have the question. So Mimela, let's realize that there's an importance over here to ask questions. When you first start a sugya, you have to look for problems, for aras in the Gemara. That's what you got to do. And when you start with that, then that's going to open up the sugya for us. Yeah.
I don't understand what the Hacha Hasam is doing.
Good. What are you saying? Speak it out.
It doesn't seem... I don't see the flow. It's usually Hasam Hacha would show how they're, like, they're different. But it's not. It's just going off like two different tangents. It's saying Hasam by mezuzah, it's different. And then it goes off like this different topic of... where Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak got it from, and Bernie explains this whole thing about the kinyan of
Maftechos. So the issue of the Hasam and the Hacha, that's the disproof to the Raya from Mezuzah. The disproof to the Raya from Mezuzah was based on Hasam by Mezuzah, it's Chovas Hadar. But over here by Bedikas Chametz, what is the Halacha, what's the Din by Bedikas Chametz? So we're disproving the Raya from Mezuzah, and then we're going back to our original question of Maskir Secher by Chametz, and Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak gives the answer that it depends on the Maseres Maftech.
Why is he using the Lashon of Hasam Hacha?
Hasam over there by Mezuzah.
Makes it seem as if it's
connected. Hacha over here by Chametz.
But it makes it seem as if Hasam Hacha is usually connected, no?
No, it's a way of showing that they're different. Hasam over there.
Saying it's connected that it's different, but it's not any sheiches. The hacha where Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak is not. It's nothing to do with mezuzah. We're done with mezuzah.
Right. That's hasam is mezuzah. Hacha is bedikas chametz, and Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak is giving the answer to hachamai. Hachamai over here by bedikas chametz. What's the din? Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak gives an answer. It depends on the maseres maftech.
And the Hasam by Mezuzah is explaining why over there,
why it's different. Yeah, why over there? It's totally in Socher, and it's not in the Getos.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't get what the Lashon is of, in Achilei Masoi, why doesn't he just say, Maftechos, why doesn't he just say before the 14th and on the 14th? It kind of sounds like he's saying the same thing.
That is what he says. That's what those words mean. Those words mean before the 14th and on the 4th. That's what it means.
So why does he... I don't know. It's just weird. Lashon is that
just saying it's lengthy to say it. Okay, Seder. Maybe in Hebrew, that's how it takes longer. But yeah, that's what it means.
So it's not a good question.
No, I'm not saying it's not a good question. I'm saying that the answer to your question is...
I'm saying that's how you would write it.
That's how you write it. Oh, yeah.
Okay,
What are you saying, Shai? What are you saying, Avi?
I don't understand how by Bidika the Sefer isn't the Dar.
By Bidika? Oh! Another bomb question, right? What are we saying over there? By Mezuzah, Chovas Adar. Zogt Avi. But by Chametz, maybe also the Socher. Isn't the Socher the Dar? Maybe by Chametz also it's Tali in the Dar. Very good. What's the Gemara saying? It's Tali in the Dar by Mezuzah, and therefore there's no Raya from Mezuzah. Maybe by Chametz it's also Tali in the Dar. Maybe it's also Chovas Hadar by Chametz, right? Very good. Excellent. Excellent question. Wait. Yeah, another one?
We don't say it's not. We just say we don't know if it is.
Isn't that what the whole problem is in the first place?
Okay, but what did we try to do? Didn't we try to show from what's it called? From Mezuzah? Mm-hmm. That we said they're probably the same halacha, right? Just like by Mezuzah it's Tali in the Socher. So too over here it's Tali in the Socher. So now that we say by Mezuzah it's Chovas Adar, so say the same thing. By Chametz it's Chovas Adar. What's happening over here in this Shakla Vataria?
You can't say it.
What's going on? There's something difficult there. Right? Yeah, two solid questions so far. Yeah, Shai, another one.
I'm a little confused on the Mezuzah, the idea of Mezuzah.
Uh-oh.
If I go to Airbnb, let's say, in America, where yeah. it's usually not Jewish people.
Okay.
If I go to Airbnb in America, and I stay there for, let's say, 3 days, right?
Okay.
I'm going for the first day of Sukkot, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
3 days.
Mm-hmm.
So I go there, do I have to put up a Mezuzah on that house for 3 days?
No, you do not. In Chutz Laretz, you don't have to put up a Mezuzah until you're there for 30 days. In Eretz Yisrael, you have to put a mezuzah right away, first day.
Okay, so that's my issue with Bidika. Meaning, let's say he's in Chutz Laretz, right?
Okay.
He's staying there 30 days, he's going to have to put up a mezuzah. But if he's staying there a week for Pesach, he's not going to have to put up a mezuzah.
The 30 days, etc., that's a din in mezuzah. I don't think it's going to be to get to Pesach.
You know what I'm saying? When we're saying that he's living there, I'm saying he's living there for a certain amount of time.
Right.
For Pesach, he's not necessarily living there for a long time. He could be living there for a day.
And
a
Hanabi. So you want to talk about Eretz Yisrael? Let's talk about Eretz Yisrael. It'll make things easier for you. Right?
Eretz Yisrael, so you have to put up right away?
Yeah.
Carry on business with you if you go to Airbnb?
If you rent a house, Airbnb in Eretz Yisrael, yes, you need to bring a business.
Nice.
Really?
Unless there is one ready. I'm saying in Eretz Yisrael, it's very likely that there will be a mezuzah there.
Okay, but if you go somewhere, let's say you got to stay by Ben Gurion, you have a flight by in the morning, you want to stay by Ben Gurion. A lot of people by Ben Gurion aren't religious, that would put up a mezuzah.
What, in the airport, you mean?
No, like, sometimes people stay, like, right by the airport the night before their flight, so they have, like, a really early morning flight.
Okay.
So I'm saying if you stay right by the airport, let's say you get an Airbnb.
Right.
And it's not necessarily going to be that.
Wherever you find the place on Airbnb, in Eretz Yisrael, or any other means that you use to find the place in Eretz Yisrael, you need to have a mezuzah there. Yes.
Okay. Also, what about a hotel?
What about a hotel?
Do you have to put up a mezuzah?
Okay, it's a good question. This is, a hotel is a little complicated, but we'll have to get further involved into hotels. We're going to Blinetta talk about it when we get into the halacha lemaisa of our shiloh, because a lot of guys who go away, people who go away for Pesach, they're going to have this discussion. So Blinetta, we're going to get it. We're going to get involved in halacha lemaisa. Okay, but first let's not skip the steps. Okay, so we have two solid, very solid ha'aris on the Gemara so far. Two or maybe even three. One. What was the first one? Was who said we could compare mezuzah and chametz in the first place? Very important ha'ara. Okay, now another ha'ara we have is what's the Gemara saying that mezuzah is different? Chovas Adar, maybe bedikas chametz also tali chovas Adar. Right. That was another ha'ara. What was the other ara? Have you had another one?
No.
But I see on your paper you have some more stuff written down.
Yeah, I think they're most of them are answered.
Oh yeah? Let's hear it. What do you got? Read it to us.
Yeah, the first one was answered. Wait, I don't know. First one was, can you be Iver if it's not yours?
Oh, that's a very important question. That's an extremely important question. Right? What are we talking about here? We're talking about Bedikas Chametz? Who has to do Bedikas Chametz? If I own the chametz, that's Bali Rav Bali Matzeh, right? I own the chametz. If I don't own chametz, am I over Bali? Imagine a guy doesn't own the chametz in Walmart. So every Jew is over Bali Rav Bali Matzeh, because you know why? Because Walmart has chametz.
Yeah.
Obviously that makes no sense, right? There's no tzad in the world that I should be over Bali Rav Bali Matzeh because Walmart has chametz. Why would I be over? Because I bought the chametz from Walmart. Or I bought stocks in Walmart. Okay, we'll leave that inside. Because I bought the chametz from Walmart. Well, I said we'll leave that on the side, I said. Right? We'll talk about that after. But I bought chametz from Walmart, so now I could be over by the Rabbi Limate, right? But now we have a shayla. What is our Gemara saying? Our Gemara says, Hamaskir buys like a baby by Bosa. I'll me live dog. The maskier maybe has to check us. Why? Because it's his chametz. What about the seicher? Is it the seicher's chametz? It's not the seicher's chametz. Maybe the seicher has to check us. Why? Because it's in his rishus. Huh? Where did that come from? Let me ask you guys a very basic, obvious question. Does anybody here ever have schnapps in their house before Pesach and not finish it? Yeah, no.
Yeah.
The Weberman's don't. But let's say everybody else, yeah? Yeah, and exactly. The Weberman's at the Lincolns, exactly. So there you go. For maybe two different reasons, but whatever it is, the point is neither one has schnapps over Pesach. Oh. But at the end of the day.
You have schnapps in the house all year round. So.
All year round. Okay. Yeah, but some people we know have schnapps in their house before Pesach, and not everybody finishes it before Pesach, right? What happens? So once in a while, remember our guy, our friendly guy, yeah, who has $100,000. Schnapps collection, right? So that guy, what did he do before Pesach? He sold it to a guy. Now, in the end, our guy ended up not really selling it to a guy because he thought the whole thing was a joke. But let's assume for a moment that the following year he was chozer b'tshuva and he realized that it's a real mechira. Okay? So now it's a real mechira. He sells his collection, his new collection, because he poured the old one down the toilet, right? He sells his new collection, very good job. Yeah, he sells his new collection to a guy. Where does he have all of that schnapps? Where's all the schnapps? In the cabinet. So what's the halacha? Does he have to do b'dikas chametz?
Yes.
Because he's surah b'rishusay?
Well, he can't see it. Can he?
What's the difference between that and this case of maskir socher?
Okay, can he see it?
It doesn't say. It doesn't say that the chametz is on display.
You're saying it's bottled to him?
It says. But the maskir has to check. You know why? Because why? Why does the maskir have to check?
To make sure there's no chametz.
That's not what the Gemara says. Why does the maskir have to check?
Because
it's his chametz. And why does the seicher have to check?
Because
even though it's not his chametz, but maybe he has to check anyway, because Isser is in his rishus. So what's going on? So when I sell my schnapps, is he in my rishus?
Yeah.
So what does it help to sell my schnapps? According to this Gemara, it's absolutely pointless to sell my schnapps.
Because you might come to eat it?
No, you don't want to steal.
Say whatever you want, but at the end of the day,
Lamaisa,
if the seicher is going to have to check, so then when I sell my schnapps, Lachar is the exact same thing. What in the world is going on here?
It's also
Geneva.
Yeah.
What if you sell the chametz to it, is that possible?
Wait, it's Geneva to
sell. You rent out your house, are they allowed to take your
food?
No,
so you sell your schnapps, and you take a sip from it.
So I rent somebody my house, why should they be allowed to eat my food?
No.
I didn't give them my food, I gave them my house.
I guess it depends on
Pesach?
We're assuming you own the house, like you actually stay in the house before when you rent it out, I assume, right?
I rented it out to somebody and now it's his house.
But
yeah.
I'm saying generally you live in it during the year or not? Because it could be it's just
the owner?
House you rent.
Yeah, I don't know, what's the difference?
One of them you're renting to other people.
I have food in there, yes, I have food in there.
It's your food.
It's my food.
Okay, fine, so then, yeah. If you're like renting it out to other people throughout the year and it just happened to be this person wants to live in there for over Pesach, it's a different story.
Why?
Because also, I don't know, I remember in like Bava Metzia, I don't know if this has to do with food, but if there happens to be a lost object in a house that's in a rented out house, then it doesn't go to the owner of the house.
No.
It goes to the people, person that last lived there, lived there before.
Mm. Okay.
No, Rebbe, look, not only that,
let's leave the complications out of it because it's complicated enough.
Rebbe,
right now, let's talk about the simple scenario. I'll hear you in one second when I finish my sentence, please. But the simple scenario is where it's my own chametz, and in that scenario, we have a question. Now, you have another shiloh. What happens if it's the previous tenant That's a good question we could talk about also. But first, let's focus on what it actually says in the Gemara. Let's get that clear, and then from there, we'll extrapolate to all of the other scenarios. Right? Yeah.
Selling it is a form of bedika.
Selling
Once
it is a form of bedika.
You don't have to worry about your
So why are we here? Does the soaker have to worry about Bali Rabbi Matze? Is it shayik to be over Bali Rabbi Matze?
This is whether or not you need to do the bedika, not whether or not you need to worry about
But let's explain the point. Is it shayik to be over Bali Rabbi Matze when I don't own the chametz?
No.
No. Right? That's why I sold the chametz, because I want to avoid Bali Rabbi Matze. So, this soicher, why is he doing bedika? He doesn't own the chametz.
Well,
this Ahara is a very... You guys were saying Givaldi Gaharas before about this issue of mezuzah. What I want to bring to our attention over here is, before we even get to mezuzah, before we get into the rayas this way or that way, and the disproofs, etc. Very nice, beautiful. We'll talk about it soon, at length. But first, let's realize that the Gemara's question, the initial question of the Gemara, is in itself an extremely difficult question to understand. What in the world are the two tzedadim? Isn't it obvious, don't we know... that the idea is that you own chametz, you're shaykh to Bali Rabbi Matzei. You don't own chametz, you're not shaykh to Bali Rabbi Matzei. Am I going to be over Bali Rabbi Matzei because Tilly has chametz in his house? Tilly bought himself a donut before Pesach, and then his chavrusa got him caught up in a tosfos. He never ended up eating the donut. So now I'm over Bali Rabbi Matzei? Of course not. What in the world does he have to do with me?
Is there a suffix?
He may come to eat it.
Is there a suffix?
I may come to eat it.
Yeah. Is there a suffix?
So you want to say that has nothing to do with Bali Rabbi Matzei? You want to say it has to do with maybe coming to eat it?
What says?
Okay, slow down. Say it. But you're already giving a little bit of. You're saying our whole discussion. We've been talking about Bali Rabbi Matzei. Bames. You're saying I'm 100% correct. Has nothing to do with Bali Rabbi Matzei. The only issue over here is. Mitzad what? Mitzad Shem Yavalachlo. That's what you're suggesting. Very nice. Beautiful. I like it. I hear. It's a little bit of a direction. You know why I like it so much? Because you're being masking to it. No, that's not okay. I like it because you're saying something at least a little makes a little sense. It has nothing to do with Bali Rabbi Yimatei. Because it's not mine. No Sheikh is Bali Rabbi Yimatei. It's only because of Shem Yavalachlo. Yeah, question. And then we'll get Shalva.
Is there a suffix of whether or not the Sefer is allowed to eat or drink from the master's stuff?
No, that's not the question.
No, maybe that's why.
No, he's not allowed to eat. It's not his stuff. Right? When I rent a house, I rent the house. I'm not allowed to eat the food that's there.
Why are we worried about him eating? We just said that he's not going to steal.
Ah, very good. Malkiel, trouble is at the door.
It's the same thing. He doesn't know. There's a bread on the beam, the whole thing, whatever. He doesn't know it falls in.
Huh?
Yeah, there's chametz everywhere.
There's chametz right here. I open up the door. I was going to take out a Gemara, and instead I find a delicious cheesecake with mizonos, obviously. So, therefore, what do I say? I say, hey, wait a second. This looks like it's a perfect breakfast. Right? Forget about eggs. I'm going to have my mizonos cheesecake.
Rabbi,
what do you say?
What about this chametz all over the house? Because Rabbi's saying a case with this chametz only in a.
No, I'm not saying. I'm just saying there's chametz around. What are you bringing in Bishmei Korah, Kikar Bishmei Korah for?
Because it's the same thing. There's chametz around. Something might happen. There's chametz around. Someone might end up eating chametz by mistake.
Yeah, but so you're saying like Monkiel.
Yeah.
But they're asking. That's true. Yeah, speaking of Chai.
That case over there is when the bread belongs to you on top of the beam. This case over here is that the bread doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the person who owns the house.
No, it doesn't.
You're not going to come to eat the house.
He sold it to Guy.
No, he didn't. We're talking about renting it out.
Have to do bedika is because
renting
it belongs to him. No, that's the whole tzad of why you have to do bedika is that it belongs to him and it'd be in his house. It's his house that you'd have to do bedika in. That's all tzad. The case over there on top of the beam. It's only a case where it belongs to you personally. Meaning, you're, let's say, the second that
it doesn't
on top of the
belong
beam, it belongs
to you.
You
still might eat it.
No, that's exactly what they're
saying. The point. You're not going to come to eat it because you're not going to want to steal.
You're not going to know.
Not going to know that it doesn't belong to you?
The whole thing
is... What, you think your buddy bought it?
No, you're not going to...
You know you didn't buy it.
The chametz is hanging around, and then you're eating your meal, and then all of a sudden a bagel comes to your table.
Rolls into your plate?
Whatever it is. I'm saying that's the whole thing with the beam. The beam is... how's it?
No, at least you know it's yours. In this case... You know it's not yours.
Even if the guy knows it's his, he doesn't know to eat it. He's not trying to eat it.
Seder, you
so
might end up eating
it. He doesn't know where the chametz is.
Yeah, but Seder, but they're arguing a very important nekuda. When is it a concern that somebody might end up eating chametz because he eats it all year round when it's yours. But to be choshed that somebody's going to end up stealing? I mean, are we concerned that you're going to end up drinking Shalom's iced coffee just because you drink coffee all year round? You drink your coffee all year round, so therefore you might end up drinking Shalom's also. If no, you know it's not yours. So you're going to stay away from it with a 9-foot pole. Right?
If we're concerned that you might come to eat chametz by mistake...
When it's yours, because you eat your chametz.
So let's say it is yours, but you're not saying you know it's Pesach and you're not trying to eat chametz.
The Seder. But so your food happens. Your food, that's something which we understand. We don't say that there's a concern that people are just gonna be gun of them. All year round. Forget about Pesach. Forget about Pesach. All year round. Do we say that you're not allowed to have anybody else's food in your possession because we're afraid we should be chayshish? What should we be chayshish? We should be chayshish. That maybe, since lo bedili minei, since I don't stay away from food, I eat food every day, 3 times a day or more, right? And therefore, if somebody else has food in my house, I may be over here, this is the rice of stealing. I better get rid of any food that's not mine in my house. Otherwise, I might steal, right? That's why Yehuda Moshe is very makpid to not have other people's food in his locker. Is that what? Oh, keep saying it. It almost worked out well. Anyway, yeah. Yes, then. Hear the Nakuda. I think it's obvious. It's a very strong argument that Shai and Avi are making. Malkiel, beautiful, bringing it up. I like it. It's geschmack. But at the end of the day, it's a massive chiddush. There's a concern of Shemi Yavala Achlo in somebody else's chametz. No. Remember. If you're going to say that, that means that the same issue of selling chametz to a guy, right, is not going to help according to Tosfos either, right? You sell your chametz to a guy. Now it doesn't belong to you. You should still have to get rid of it because of Shemi Yavala Achlo. You should still have to get it out of your house because Shemi Yavala Achlo. It's a very big chiddush to assume that even if it's not mine, even if it belongs to somebody else, I'm still concerned. Shem Yevalachlo. Ian Tosis, I know what you're going to say already. You're going to say, Tosis also. It's not mine. I was mevatel it. I made it Hefker. Good. Hefker is not the same as belonging to somebody else. Belongs to somebody else is already a different madrega.
Isn't that more machmer?
Right, that's exactly my point. It's right, less so of a concern that someone's going to end up eating it because it belongs to somebody else. Tosis says it doesn't belong to anybody else. It's Hefker, so you might end up eating it. It was yours a minute ago. Now it's Hefker. You might end up eating it. But if it belongs to...
It's Baal Masagi.
What?
It's Baal Masagi.
Exactly. That made it Hefker.
Right.
So that's why we're afraid that you might end up eating it, because it's still only Hefker. Hefker means it's free for all. But if it belongs to Yehuda Moshe, you're not going to take Yehuda Moshe's stuff. Right? Nobody would do that. Yeah, totally. What do you say?
You did rent the house from the person. So you might come to eating it.
No, it doesn't come with the food.
Does it come with the couch?
Couch is not food. If you eat a couch, then
I'm saying, well, what do I get in the house?
Who says
the
Sefer knows that?
What's the English word for eating? You ever heard of the word consumption? Consume? Okay. Consumer? Yeah? So that means that when you eat that bagel, it's gone. Okay? If every time you sit on a piece of furniture, you decide to burn it afterwards, right? So then you're right. That would be us, sir. Because you're destroying the guy's stuff.
Use
right?
Toilet paper.
That's something which is understood. It's included in the thing. But let's say Anachanami.
Why is that understood? Nice.
That toilet paper is included?
Yeah. I don't know.
It could be it's not. But at some, it's in some arrangements, I'm sure, that it's not automatically included.
Like a long-term
but
rent.
A lot of them,
plumbing.
Right? Let's say you rent an apartment. Okay, you come to rent an apartment. Long-term rental. It's not
electricity.
No, you pay. Okay, you pay for that. Yeah. You pay for that. Right? You pay for the electricity. You pay for the things that are consumables. The rental doesn't include in a long-term rental, doesn't it? What, you think you rent an apartment in Ramat Eshkol? What, you think the landlord is dropping off a case of tissues and toilet paper every day? Every month? Whatever?
Every day, but start them off.
No way!
Not to start them off, every place.
No! And zero!
What? You go to any place, they start you off with a few tissue boxes. Maybe even
in a short term, if you're renting a short term thing, then you're right. But, okay. You know what I'm saying? Oh, so, because there, you're treating it as a hotel. A hotel is providing certain services, etc. and certain things are included. Maybe breakfast is included in the price of the hotel. Maybe it's not. You know what I'm saying? Whatever your arrangement is, whatever your contract is. But what are you going to tell me? Oh, my contract also includes the food. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. If it was spoken out, it's a different story. If it was spoken out, then would the Gemara say that the maskir is chayav because it's chamira diday?
No, because
it's not diday. That's not the case we're talking about. Of course, if part of the contract is that I'm giving you all of the chametz, then you're right, there's nothing to discuss. That's not our shiloh. That's not the question. The question is that the contract says, you have the house for a week, for 2 weeks. You never heard of such a thing? A guy rents a house for a week and there's food in the freezer. There's hundreds of dollars worth of meat in the freezer that you're not allowed to just grill. You never heard of such a thing? You have heard of such a thing. Oh, okay, good. So we understand such a musik. We understand, of course, such a thing could exist. So here in the Shiloh, we don't understand why would the soicher be obligated to do b'dikas chametz. At the end of the day, the chametz doesn't belong to him. Yeah.
According to this, the bigger question is really the maskir.
The what?
Because if the soicher is not going to come to eat it, for sure the maskir is not going to come to eat it. So why would he have to do it?
Very good. Beautiful. Excellent. Excellent. Maskir. The maskir. What are we entertaining? Tutsdadim. Maybe the soicher is mechuyev. Maybe the maskir is mechuyev. Why is the maskir mechuyev? Because it's his chametz. Why is the soicher mechuyev? Because the isser is in his rishus. So what's the questions that we're asking right now? We just finished saying that the soicher should not be mechuyev. Because why? Because it's not his chametz. He's not shaykh to bal yor alim hatzei. And maybe Malkiel wanted to say maybe it's al shami yav lachlo. But we just said maybe it's not even shaykh shami yav lachlo either because it doesn't belong to him. Zuck shalom. What about the maskir? Let's go back to the maskir for a second. What are we saying in the maskir? The maskir is chayev. Does that make more sense? Why does that make more sense? He, at the end of the day, what's his situation? He maybe owns it, but is he going to come to eat it? How's he going to come to eat it? He's not allowed to go into the house, Bukhla. Right? It's a very, very strong question.
Lots of Africa, the sucker's been there all the days.
What? Does it say that the case is only part of Pesach? I'm saying you're making your kimtas. There's no reason for that. Okay, so let's realize that in the question itself is a very powerful question that we're bringing out over here. That l'chora the boy minei Mir Nachman Yitzchak makes no sense.
No, it doesn't.
Makes no sense.
I guess
makes no sense. Let's sharpen our questions on Rav Nachman on this Shiloh. Let's sharpen our question. Right, how are we going to sharpen our question? We've raised a number of aris. I hope the Olam had a chance to see a little bit of Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan in Kovet Shurim, over here, Ozayin, Mamish sharpens the question so beautifully. And he says like this. He says, we know a little bit about B'dikas Chametz, right? What do we know about B'dikas Chametz? The Mishnah, Daf Beis Amar Aleph, we spent some time on it. What does it say? Oil our bazar, both kines aner. Both Ginas HaChametz, Lara Ner, right? So, there was a Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Why is it that we're doing Bedika? According to Rashi, why are we doing Bedika? Because, Shalei Avalah Bali Rabbi Matzah, very good. According to Tosfos, why are we doing Bedika? Shem Yavalachlo. Zakt the Rabbi Chanan. When you come to a question of who has to do Bedika, where do you have to do Bedika, any of these Shilas, you need to now ask yourself, let's figure it out according to Rashi. Let's figure it out according to Tosfos. So let's work it. Let's see how it goes. According to Rashi, Bali Rabbali Matzei, Shliya Bali Rabbali Matzei. So I understand the maskir maybe should be chayav. Why? Because it's his. But the soicher, it doesn't belong to the soicher. So according to Rashi, should we have any shaila in the Gemara? No. L'chayav should be pashut that it's only a chayav on the maskir.
Well, Hisham just said the
Maskir
won't see it. He's not in the house.
He was talking about Shem Yavalachlo. You were talking about Shem Yavalachlo? You were talking about...
Both.
Yeah. What do you mean?
You shouldn't be worried about either of them. He's not going to be in the house.
Okay. In other words, I'll speak out your question in a little bit of a different form. We are saying that the fact that you own it, so therefore you should be Yavir Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh, Yizak Shalom. Wait a second. What do the words Bal Yerah mean? the words Bal Yerah means it should not be seen. So maybe the only time I'm mechuyev to do bedika is if I'm actually going to see the chametz. But let's say there's a room in my house that I don't open that room. People think that there was a golem there. Nobody goes there. Right? Once in a while, my kids maybe play up there. They sneak up there with some flashlights and whatever, and maybe a snack of pretzels. So it would bet him is a makom shemachnizim b'chametz. It's chayav b'dika, but lemaisa, we're not going to go up there. Especially Pesach time, there's way too many stories about the golem on Pesach. We're not going up there over Pesach. Do you have to bedika in that room? Zok shalom? No, of course not. Bal Yeroya. Bal Yeroya means it should not be seen. So all I have to do is lock the door, not go in there, and then I don't have to go do bedika.
Is this also after Pesach as well?
If there's no Bal Yeroya, then it's not also after Pesach. It's only also after Pesach if there's Bal Yeroya. Bal Yematze. Yeah, shalom, do you still hold strongly by what you said?
Yep.
What? You do? You're saying, yeah, that's what will come out.
It doesn't say it, but according to Rashi, it should be that way.
You're saying, that you think that this is actually, the halacha you're saying, this is, that it's totally, if you see it, and if you lock the door, you're not going to see it, so there's nothing to discuss.
No shadow. But it's a problem.
Okay, set it, fine. Let's raise that as a question, which we need to be mind further, right? In other words, you're suggesting that according to Rashi, Bal Yerah Bal Yematze, it's irrelevant if you own it. You need to more than just own it. You need to actually see it. You need to own it and see it. That's what you're saying. And therefore, the tzad that the soicher should be chayav is a shver tzad. He doesn't own it. The tzad that the maskir should be chayav is also a shver tzad. He's not going to see it. The two criteria that you have according to Rashi, to be mechayev b'dikas chametz is that you own it and that you're going to see it. And that's what the Gemara should say is totally on, right? Gemara doesn't say that. It's a problem. One question. What about, let's move over to Tosfos. Remember, according to Rabbi Elchanan, he's giving us this direction. Anytime we run into a question of b'dikas chametz, we need to go back and ask ourselves, how does it fit according to the criteria that Rashi and Tosfos gave us? So Rashi we just discussed. What about Tosfos? What does Tosfos say? What's the reason of Bedikas Chametz? Shema Yevalachlo. So let's analyze. Is the maskir going to be shaykh to Shema Yevalachlo? No, he's not in the house. B'chlal. Is the sarikha going to be shaykh to Shema Yevalachlo?
No.
What? Yeah. Machlok is here. What? You're saying yes? Sarikha, Shalom says no. Well, the sarikha, why not? Because it doesn't belong to him.
Maskir
come check up on his house?
You just show up and check up on your house?
Why not?
Rented it out.
You rented it out. Oh, I'm just coming to check, make sure everything's okay.
If he's not worried about eating.
The guy could just say, go away. I don't want
to
see you.
I've done it before on a rented house. My grandmother owns an apartment in Staten Island. I've gone to just go check on people.
Okay, but they could shut the door in your face.
It's very normal to go.
If the guy's not worried about eating chametz on Pesach, he's probably not worried about stealing.
No, it's not a question of worried about eating chametz on Pesach. That's what we're discussing. It's really by accident. He's not intentionally eating chametz on Pesach. But okay, it's, so his chametz. It's his chametz. So yesterday I was eating this bag of pretzels.
Because he might come to eat it.
What?
So friends, I said the sefer should do bidika because he might come to eat it.
Why not? Why would you disagree with Avi? Avi is raising good points.
Not his.
We did. But he was on the other side before. What are you saying? It's not his.
It's not
his.
He's not going to eat it.
If you're going to forget this Pesach, you're probably going to forget that it's not yours.
We just had this whole discussion.
I know it was, so...
You were on the other side before.
No,
we
didn't.
You could understand that what? No, you could be masking that if something doesn't belong to you, so... Lomaisa, you're careful with something that doesn't belong to you, no? That happens all year round. All year round, there are things that don't belong to you, and you don't accidentally take it because you're used to eating it, right? But if you have a half-eaten bag of Bisley, that you were eating this bag of Bisley literally 5 minutes ago, and now it became usser, it's your bag, so then you might accidentally continue eating it. No? But if it doesn't belong to you, b'chlal, so your friend is eating his bag of Bisley, and now because he's eating his bag of Bisley, I might also accidentally eat his bag of Bisley and steal from him?
I don't see why not.
What?
I don't see why not. It's not like I'm going into his stuff to get his bag of bisli. I mean, it doesn't have to be that extreme.
The reason why you're going to forget
that case where I'm living in a house and there's a bagel lying around. Also, forgetting this is from the time of the Amorim where there weren't exactly so many types of chametz. It was bread.
Yeah.
Bread.
Okay.
So yeah, if you're in a house where you live in a house and there's bread like you always have lying around, you might come to pop a piece of bread in your mouth.
You know, it's not yours, you're saying?
Yeah.
The reason you might come to eat chametz is because you're constantly eating chametz all year round, so yeah. Now you're going to do it. But you're not constantly eating other people's stuff. You're always not eating people's stuff. And
the same way you're not conscious of
that's why you're going to forget one thing and not the other.
It's just bread, though. It's not like... We're not talking about these complex different types of chametz that we have now. It's just bread. But same way you would forget that it's... There's obviously
not the same way, though.
Concept of forgetting, not having things directly in your mind. The same way there's a concept of forgetting about the fact that it's Pesach, you're going to get the same...
Not the same way, though.
Yeah, but we also know that personal bread looks different than every personal bread looks different, like the Rebbe Tzia. And no two breads are going to look the same.
Okay, but you don't even have to get into that, Bichlal. Maybe the guy bought his bread from bakery.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We don't have to get into that. Could be the guy bought his bread from bakery. The point is that Pesach is a Isser, which is Lo B'Dili Minei. Tosa explains, it's Mutter beforehand, it's Mutter afterwards, and just for these few days, it's Aser. So there you have the problem that you might end up forgetting. But to eat somebody else's stuff that doesn't belong to you, that's always usher all year round. It's always usher to take other people's stuff. So we're not all of a sudden concerned, oh, you might forget yourself and take somebody else's stuff. You're never allowed to take other people's stuff. We don't say all year round where you might forget and take other people's stuff all year round. Right? So this is a problem. So right now, at this point, one second, please. At this point, Batson, what we're saying is that Rabbi Chanan is giving us the direction of how to understand Rav Nachman Ben Yitzchak's original. It's not his question. They asked him this question. The Talmidim asked this question to Rav Nachman Ben Yitzchak. He's giving us guidance. How do you begin by trying to understand the two tzedadim? Remember, we started off saying, the Gemara Shail is it the Maskir's Chiyuv, is it the Sofer's Chiyuv? Extremely superficial. You go a step deeper. Is it Taliyin who owns the Chametz? Is it Taliyin if the Chametz is present in Yerushas? Good. That's a step deeper, which the Gemara gives us. But now Rabbi Chanan is helping us take it even further. Don't stop there. Realize that that's still difficult. Because Bedikas Chametz is not just Stama Halacha that comes from nowhere. Bedikas Chametz is a Halacha that's based on reasons which we learned and discussed. Rashi, Tosfos. It's got to come from the Sugya. You want to talk about Bedikas Chametz? So let's talk about it from a very educated and intellectual, intelligent perspective. Who is the one that's going to be over Bali Rabbi Yimatze in Rashi's world? Or in Tosfos' world? Who is the one that there's a concern that you may come to eat it? That's what the tzedadim of the shaila need to be. Right? We learned this sugya. That's what Bedikas Chametz comes down to. So when we're discussing this shaila of Maskir Soicher, who is Chayav, that's what we need to address. Okay? This is something which, I don't know if the Olam had a chance to learn up the Rebbe Chanan properly, but the Rebbe Chanan brings out this question very clearly. Bez Hashem, we'll have a chance to go through it well and inside, but let's realize that at the end of the day, what we need to focus on, we have to somehow figure out how the tzedadim of the Gemara relate back to the Yesodos, relate back to the fundamentals of the Mechayev, of Bedikas Chametz. We're going to have to say some big chidushim over here in trying to understand why the Socher or the Maskir are Shaykh to Bedikas Chametz, both in the world of Bali Rabbi Limatze and in the world of Shem Yavalachla. Okay? This is in the question itself of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. With this in mind, let's go back to the next Nakuda that Shai was bringing up in Mezuzah. What in the world is the relationship between Mezuzah and the discussion that we just had? Bedikas Chametz has to do with what? Either Bali Rabbi Limatze or Shem Yavalach. Does that have anything to do with mezuzah? What shaykes does that have to do with mezuzah? Right? These are the questions that we need. When we're going through the Gemara, we have to ask these questions. Right? These are the questions that are the fundamentals that are going on in the sugya. And this is how we're going to be able to understand what the chidushim are, what the Gemara is trying to say. Did anybody have a chance to learn the Rashi's over here? See any Rashi's? How the Rashi addresses the auras of the Gemara? Yeah, what do you say?
Rashi for Meziza, which is Lazis Loi Meziza.
Yeah.
No. Chavis Hadar.
Chavis Hadar, okay.
Speaks about that Meziza is Daraisa and Bali Rabbi Yamatza is, according to everyone, Darabanan.
Darabanan, okay.
That would be the difference between them.
What's the difference? How is that a difference?
Because one is the reason why the Seicher might check is because saying they're different dinim.
One is Daraisa, one is Darabanan. Okay. Why does that mean that there should be a difference? Question number one. Question number two, you're implying that let's say Bidikas Chametz is Doraisa, so then it would be the same, right?
Yeah, but it's not.
I didn't ask if it is or it isn't. I'm just saying that you're implying that if it would be Doraisa, then it would be the same as Mezuzah.
Yeah.
Okay? So now, I'm just asking, let's go back and see. Why does that make any sense? If Bidikas Chametz is Doraisa, therefore, it's the same as mezuzah. Who said? Why should that be? If you think it's chametz is doraisa, you know what it should be tali on? It should be tali on who is oiver bal yirah bal yimatzeh. Is there a dinner bal yirah bal yimatzeh in mezuzah? No. So what in the world is the Gemara doing over here? This Gemara, obviously, you know, with the utmost respect, but I'm going to say this, this Gemara with the utmost respect makes no sense. We need to realize that we're learning the Gemara. We could translate the words, beautiful. But at the end of the day, let's think about it logically. Let's think about it from an intelligent perspective. This Gemara makes zero sense from top to bottom, from beginning to end. Right? We showed the Gemara's question makes no sense. We showed the Gemara's raya from mezuzah makes no sense. Now we showed the Gemara's dikhoy from Kavas Adar makes no sense. The whole thing makes no sense. Okay, Bezer Shemli Neder. We'll have a chance to review this tonight, and then we'll be able to try to give some answers in the Hamshach.
Like, what does mutal mean?
Mutal means incumbent upon.
Oh, what does that mean? No.
Yeah. It means it's his responsibility.
The question was, does... Yeah.